We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
Naked. Let's get naked.
Well,
we're not gonna. We just want to hear your naked stories. Anybody here gotten in a weird compromising naked thing? You were half naked.
Yeah, the same story I tell.
De-pantsed.
I was on Main Street of the town I grew up on, and some guy, the senior, was chasing me, and I was half naked running down the.
Were you in, like, what form were you in right then? Were you? Was it cold out?
Oh, no, summertime.
Oh, okay. Actually. So, yeah, there was some prowess to be shown.
It was
you...
at night, so.
Oh, so not everybody could see.
Right. Yeah. But then it wasn't tan, so I'm sure it was just this white.
Yeah, but at night, it just maybe brought some accent. It was like, ooh, look, it's a ghost. He's friendly. Oh. So that we got inspired because this naked woman was discovered in somebody else's pool.
It's like, what?
So this dude comes home from a doctor's appointment to find a woman skinny dipping in his pool.
Wow.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Is that her way of hitting on him? Or
I don't know.
Or?
If somebody hot enough was in your pool, would you? Do you know what I'm saying?
You just don't say a word. You disrobe and join them in your...
It's sort of, yeah.
You guys have spent too much time on the internet.
We all...
That does not happen in real life. Yes. You find a naked person in your pool, you're like calling 911.
You are. Right. You're right.
Because it's going to be a drunk dude, usually.
More often than not.
Yeah.
Or even if it is a woman, she's not.
She's not going to be...
Nobody... Do you think we're going to get any naked stories where it's like, so I was completely sober and then...
Nope. Even never. This lady, she had been convicted like a week earlier of narcotics possession and paraphernalia. So she was definitely high on something.
Yeah.
Two people got caught joyriding through Italy completely naked.
It wasn't me, I swear.
I know. When I first saw that, I was like, give me the dates.
Was it Vespas? What were they doing?
It doesn't say. They were driving and she was eating a slice of pizza.
And he had a bottle of wine
between his feet.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with that? They're attractive Italians.
Don't you feel like Italy inspires you to, like, just...
Yeah. Take it off and eat some pizza.
Drink some Kendall Jackson.
I feel like... It's never been discussed, but I feel like my wife maybe caught me naked one time.
Like when you were sharing a bed?
No.
Married together...
It's complicated, but like sometimes I'm really weird about being efficient. So like, I don't want to start a load of laundry and then like go take a shower and then the clothes that are on the ground that I just took off don't get washed.
Oh, I see. You're...
So I will go downstairs, disrobe in the laundry room, shove all the clothes in there, and then run through the house naked to go take a shower.
Okay.
But this was right after we bought a new couch. And I think she was showing off our couch to people at work.
No.
Oh, on her
phone? I'm not 100% sure. But
with the cameras?
Here's what happens. The camera does camera has like a blue light or a green light when it's just on. But if someone's viewing it, it pulses.
Oh, so you know from the
camera. As I was sprinting through the room naked, I looked back and I'm like, that seems to be pulsing.
She was showing the
new couch. I don't know. I just assume that
like,
she
look
was.
Look at my new couch and that other stranger running through my house.
We don't know him.
I mean, How would I know that, like...
Yeah, well
just invite people over to see the couch. Don't go on the camera.
You're always looking at...
I just look when it says, like, every once in a while, there's a thing that says, there's motion in your whatever, and I'll look at it. It'll say there's a dog barking in your... It literally will tell you if it recognizes a dog barking.
Okay. Oh. There's a weird guy there's naked, a naked running man past on your... the new coach.
Yes. If you have a good naked story, like weird places you were naked, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059. There's a dude in Nebraska who skydived?
Yeah, what would that be?
Skydived?
You don't say dive.
This is embarrassing.
He skydived. He went skydiving.
There you go.
Naked 60 times in 24 hours.
Within a day?
Yes. It's a world record, actually.
Holy.
So, the dude who'd done it like 58 times is super pee.
Naked, though.
Would you want to... You've skydived, right?
Yeah, tandem. But I don't know about naked.
Ooh, tandem naked.
That's just kind of... That's a whole different level of freeballing right there. I mean, I don't know if you really want to do like, that.
Yeah.
Slapping around.
Sounds uncomfortable.
Right.
60 times.
That's
too.
A lot in a
You're
day.
You're tempting fate.
Yeah.
The last one that we really probably should talk about. Well, there's a couple. A woman, I read the story a couple days ago, and they don't explain it at all. There's two buildings that are supposedly really close together.
Okay.
And a woman got wedged in between
them. She did.
Naked.
So what...
How did...
What was she doing naked outside? What was she doing underestimating her width and thinking she could get...
There's
like, any place you could walk into, can't you walk back out of?
You would think,
she was wedged in, like, an auto body place nearby, heard somebody wailing and screaming, so they had to cut open a concrete wall.
It was a lot. Yeah.
There was a lot involved in
that. And she was, like, trapped for a long time.
She was. And
why would
her nakedness is pressed against the...
Is there anything worse than being rescued naked?
No.
Oh,
nothing.
How embarrassing would
yes.
that
you know?
Yeah. And I think firefighters will tell you a lot of the people they rescue are naked.
Really?
I think yes. you're right.
Because it's like they do a lot of lift assist for people and they don't have a lot of clothes on because they can't get them on. So it's like a lot of times they go into places or when people fall down, it's like...
In the shower, in the bathroom.
You can't get encryption on
right.
these people.
I think a lot of our naked stories will be firefighters. One time when I picked up a naked person. Lastly, a South Carolina man had to do a walk of shame nude with a clear plastic bag over his junk.
Oh, he was.
His wife caught him cheating and she was like, you walk through the center of town
with that plastic
for a walk of shame for cheating on me and I'll forgive you.
Isn't that shameful for her a little bit too?
Probably.
That's true.
I saw your husband.
Yes.
He was nude.
With the bread wrapper and the... I think she probably dumped him when it was over.
I would.
All right. Well, if you've got a bizarre naked story, we will take it. Lucy?
Hi. Yai.
Yai.
Naked.
So a few years ago, we went to Vegas and thought it was a really good idea to streak on one of their very, very expensive, nice golf courses.
Nice.
And it was fun, but we ended up getting caught. But when we were caught, I was the only one who could not find my clothes anywhere. So I had to go searching for my clothes with the security guard and find them in a bush.
No.
That's a no.
Did you get arrested?
No, they were really nice. They were like, okay, because, I mean, it was a bunch of us girls, and they just gave us a ride on the golf cart and gave us water after we were all dressed.
You're all hot.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's so obvious.
It's also, like, the least offensive thing you can do in Vegas.
Okay, this is kind of true.
I mean, look at where we're at.
On a scale.
Running on a golf course.
On a sliding scale. You're right. Yeah.
It's like the mildest
thing.
And
we're actually totally nailed that. But you know those courses are, like...
Very
$500-$600 a person to go.
Well, they should charge more that day.
So, what made you decide to do it?
We had a few drinks and thought it was a really good idea. Yeah.
No, that was a good idea.
Clearly, if you don't know where your clothes were. Thank you for the call, Lucy. Shelly.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Naked.
Yai.
What happened?
Well, I was thinking I needed to get in the shower. Mm-hmm. So obviously I did my thing to get in the shower. Okay. But then for some reason I thought I needed to get something out of the kitchen. So I went strolling through my house and walking through my front room that has a very large window, noticed a bunch of people sitting in my front yard.
What?
I noticed a bunch of people sitting across the street. And then shortly after that, I saw a bunch of cyclists going down the street.
There happened to be like a Tour de Aurora going on.
Oh, and you're naked in
and you're the floor show?
Yeah, from that day forward, we called it the Tour de No Pants.
So oh my God.
It's a tradition. It's an annual tradition.
We got to stand in front of the naked chick house. Did they? They saw you then, right? You could tell?
Oh, God, I hope not. I stood there long enough to notice a bunch of people and cyclists. I was there for a while.
Yeah,
you get cat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not real smart. Oh. Thank you for the call, Shelley. Gabe.
Yay.
What happened to you naked?
So I was 2 years old, and I was hanging out during a party, and I decided right to just plop down and take a dump right in the middle of the yard.
Okay.
That is, it's endearing a little. No, it's not. At two, you got like by two, you got to know a little better.
Okay,
your parents did not instill the right values.
Yeah,
in you. Is there photos of it?
I don't believe so.
He bought all the negatives.
Yeah, it's
all
right. Thank you, Gabe. I think he's only a skosh over two right now in telling the story. So I didn't want to elaborate too far. Emma.
Yay.
Naked.
So I am a college student, and one of my friends was in a classroom at my university, and a boy was on Zoom camera naked without, he was ironing clothes in the background and didn't know that he was on camera. So the professor kept asking him to turn his camera off, and his audio was off.
Oh, so he just...
So he didn't know he was just ironing naked?
Correct. Yes, completely naked, and it lasted, and then somebody took a video, so it went on Twitter for a while until they took it down.
Dang. Yeah.
Who irons naked?
Yeah, who irons, period?
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.